It has been a rather embarrassing couple of weeks and months for the European Union and its beleaguered single currency, the euro. I think to have gone cap in hand, sort of begging the Chinese to bail out the euro, it's pretty desperate stuff, I have to say. Given the history, the track record of China in relation to human rights, etc., I think it really is appalling that the rescue of the euro may be down to a bailout by the Chinese authorities. I think it's quite sad and pathetic, quite frankly, that Europe hasn't been able to sort itself out. And the fact that, you know, whether or not David Cameron vetoed the plans last week, that has nothing at all to do with saving the euro. Nothing at all. Whether or not David Cameron had vetoed the suggestion to, rather than create a new treaty, just to sort of amend existing ones, the whole point was, if they use the existing one, then it can be implemented and overseen by all of the European Union instruments, if you like, all the different organisations and institutions. Because it's going to exclude Britain, you therefore can't, legally anyway, expect help and advice, etc., from all the various sort of members of staff and things from the EU. This has to be a non-EU project, if you like. But I think it is quite pathetic. There's no other word for it. That we're hoping that China is going to rescue us. Well, it turns out that a top Beijing advisor, this is reported in the Daily Telegraph, a top Beijing advisor has said that China should not help Europe until the EU lifts its veto on China's status as a full market economy. I'm not quite sure what consequences allowing China to have full market economy status there will be, but it doesn't sound too good, does it, quite frankly? China is where China is for a particular reason. It may be experiencing its own sort of industrial revolution now, but the truth is there are practically no human rights at all in China. The reason why the last Olympic Games looked so spectacular, all those special sort of the opening and the closing ceremonies, was quite simply because the people involved didn't have any breaks. They were working for hours on end without any sort of tea breaks or going to sleep or anything, because they don't have human rights in China. And the idea that London's going to be able to do anything anywhere near as spectacular is quite frankly ludicrous. So we shall wait to see next year what an Olympic Games employing people who do have human rights actually looks like. And maybe this time next year we'll be saying adios to the euro. A fond, fond farewell. Or maybe not. Not very fond anyway. Definitely the farewell, yes.